We're here with the truth about trade and technology, Global Farmer Roundtable. With me is Bill Kauser of Kauser Cattle Company in Nevada, Iowa, one of our stops on the Global Farmer Roundtable. And Bill, I know that you have been actually hosting the TAT Roundtable group for a number of years.
It has been, and just the people we've met over the years has been incredible. And to sit down at a table with farmers from all across the world, it's amazing how all of a sudden we all have the same challenges and we all have the same goals. So we look forward to this every year.
Well, and not besides the TAT Roundtable, you host a number of tours and visits out to your particular operation, which is, I think, unique in some parts of the country, not so much here in Iowa, because I think you got a good support from the livestock industry for the ethanol industry, but you're unique in that as a cattle producer, you are very, very supportive of ethanol. And you speak to a bunch of different groups about lots of different topics. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I think one of the main things that we try to talk about is the food and fuel issue that happens here in the United States today. You know, back in 9/11, our government asked us to do a job, and we did it. We're trying to become energy independent. And with that comes along with the feed and the fuel that we can supply to our industry. And so it's been a real challenge, but yet there's been very rewarding of what's happened over the past few years. And to be able to tell this story to young people and to people from across the world who understand what we're going to do, but trying to put it all into perspective, in central Iowa, we seem to be able to bring this picture all into one place, and you can sit at one table and talk about all the issues at one time.
Well, and that's what I think is unique is where you call yourself Kauser Cattle Company, there's such a focus on corn. You talked a lot about corn today. And one of the things that really struck me was how many different ways you can use the corn that you produce.
Well, I think that's very important in today's world. When we look at feeding, you know, we've all heard of the 9 billion people that are going to be in 2050. Well, that number is kind of, I don't think we know what that means. But it's no different than a barrel of crude. We don't just get gasoline from a barrel of crude. We take it apart and get many different things. It's like our grain industry. We need someday to be able to take that grain apart and use it for its intrinsic value, each piece, because there is enough to go around, because we are very good at what we do and we farm.
But you already have a head start on that. What are some of the various ways that you use your own corn crop?
Well, when we look at corn specifically, we've got many different ways that we can feed it. We can take it to ethanol plants. We can sell it domestically. We can sell it abroad. But then when we look at cellulosic, that's the next step that we're going to go to. And with the project with DuPont, with Lincoln Way Energy, we've got a full circle here now that we can now take that next crop that's already there. We don't have to develop new seeds, but we've got the residue there. And if we manage it correctly, we have a new cash crop as farmers.
And you mentioned how you've been working with John Deere, especially to help develop ways to effectively harvest the residue from the corn crop.
Well, it truly is. And when we look at residue, we're in our infancy, because today we still need to do more than just bale it. We have to do one pass to be able to drop it on the ground and risk it, weather conditions coming in. We have to have a one-pass system. So in my short time that's left on this farm, I hope that we can get that together, and someday they can have the same privileges we do with just storing a bushel of corn. We now have a ton of cellulosic available.
Well, and you also produce seed corn on our operation.
We do. We're very involved with all the seed companies there between corn and soybeans, and it just adds to that value part of the individual farmer and how he diversifies his operation.
Give me a little bit of background, Bill, about Kauser Cattle Company, when you started it, and how you hope to pass it on in the future.
Well, it's very simple, and it's very unique. Back in the mid-70s, I graduated from high school, went to college, went to work for John Deere, and had the opportunity to rent 234 acres. Started out with 34 cows, thinking that someday I might be able to farm a little more. We had no idea where it was going to go, but through God's grace and a little luck and a great family, we've now got a son that has come back into the operation. He worked for Deere & Company for a few years because we wouldn't let him go back. These young people need to experience what's out there in the future, because this is a job that it has to be a passion. If you come to work in the morning and it's a job, it's going to eat you up. It has to be your love and what you want to do in the world. So we feel very blessed of how it's grown. We've worked with great companies between Monsanto, DuPont, John Deere, Vermeer, all the industries. They know when they come to our place. With Iowa State University right next door, we've got opportunities there that we can give kids that are in college new ideas and give them the place to utilize them and see if it works.
You mentioned God's grace, and you mentioned also praying when you talked this afternoon. And you talked about the faith of farmers just in general worldwide. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Well, it really is out of our control. The thing that we need to control is our environment. We need to be able to control that, and we can't. And every morning when you wake up, if you don't find your peace with that heavenly maker, no matter what you do for a living, it's going to be a tough day ahead. When you see that sun come up, that's a new beginning. That's a new day. And we look forward to that day. In fact, I have a tough time sleeping at night because I'm so anxious to get started on the next one. You know, sleep is wasted time because someday we're going to sleep eternally. So when we look at a farmer and we look at the farming operations, who else in their right mind would dig a hole in the ground and put this round sphere in it and know that it's going to produce 100-fold? That's crazy. But it also has to do with faith. And it has to do with a handshake of another farmer to another farmer. That's a true bond that not many companies have left in this world.
That's a beautiful thought. But in closing, talk a little bit about TAT, the truth about trade and technology, and this function of bringing these farmers from all over the world together at this particular time in Des Moines for the World Food Prize, and how you think that's helping facilitate conversations worldwide.
Well, we truly understand that in this country, we cannot feed the world by ourselves. We have to take this technology out to the rest of the world. And how do we deliver that message? How do we share that information? It's like today we were sitting there talking about picking corn by hand 100 years ago. And a young lady from Africa says that's how we still do it today. Well, they have to learn how to be fishermen. We can't continue to feed people day by day. We have to teach them how to fish. And I think that's our goal in this generation. And the generation coming up is teaching the world how to fish instead of feeding them, giving them food every day.
All right, beautiful. Thank you so much, Bill. It was a pleasure to visit your operation today and always a pleasure to see you. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.